The numbers told the story. They always do.
This is a numbers game with Gil Alexander on VSiN.
It's one of those idiots who believe in analytics.
Hour number two of a numbers game on a Friday morning. It's Gil Alexander. Glad you could join us. VSiN.com, the VSiN app, Fubo, Sling, Game Plus, iHeartRadio, YouTube TV, and Jeffrey Parlay, producer number five and producer number eight. Stealing two numbers from us. Grover Cleveland of producers. Jeffrey, you and I finally get to talk National Football League. And I believe it's time for Destiny's Child, isn't it? For the first time this year? Maybe?
I'm a survivor.
Yes, I had Carolina last week. Or not last week, last night. I was debating between the Panthers and the Broncos for Survivor. And I just decided to, I had the Panthers in so many teaser legs that I just finally said, I'm like, you know what? Listen, I got the Panthers with the Cardinals. I got the Panthers with the Browns. I have this wacky one talking about 6.2 team teasers. And then I have a wacky one where I have the Panthers with the Cardinals, the Browns, the Bills, and the Vikings that pays like plus 350. So, I was Panther teaser legged all over the place last night. And so finally, my choice on Survivor, I was like, well, if I'm going to go down, let me just go down hard with everything. And then what happens, and what was ultimately a Panthers 24-9 win, where they ended up covering the 8.5-point spread, the game going way under the total of 43, is that Christian McCaffrey gets hurt. And so I'm like, let me get this straight. I've been on the Steelers and T.J. Watt got hurt. I've been on the Dolphins and Tua got hurt. I've been on the wrong end of a Dalvin Cook fumble in week one against the Bengals and a Damian Harris fumble late in the Patriots-Dolphins game. And now McCaffrey's going to get hurt? And on a team where I have massive teaser legs and a survivor selection on, my survivor selection. And then J.C. Horn goes down with a broken foot. And both of those were non-contact injuries. Anyway, long story short, the Texans might just be so bad that it does not matter that all of those things happen. The Panthers were able to win anyway and go to 3-0. So there's a few observations from this game, Jeff, and only a few, really, because I don't really know what else much to say than the Texans are just really bad at football now that Tyrod Taylor's not the quarterback. One, I think we can all agree the most impressive thing and the biggest takeaway from this game is that Davis Mills' neck is impressive. And when David Culley goes to just to embrace him and cuddle his neck, even with a helmet on, he can get both of his hands on his neck. That's the biggest takeaway. But there were two things. One, the announcers were gushing about Davis Mills' performance. And in some respects, okay, I'm with it because, you know, it was a first-time starter, a third-round draft pick who was on a short week for his first start ever. So in that respect, okay, I don't mind it so much because Davis Mills ends up going 19 for 28, 168 yards, one touchdown, no picks. He was sacked four times. So good for him. And Brandon Cooks is a legitimate NFL player who could beat you. But the gushing about Sam Darnold last night, can we talk about this for a second? Sam Darnold ends up 23 of 34 for 304, no touchdowns, no picks. And if you were to hear bits of the commentary on it, you would have thought he was like Joe Montana and Dan Marino rolled in one. I'm like, what are y'all watching? Hey, he was good. I even have a buddy who said, oh, it's the best Sam Darnold game I've ever seen. But here's the thing that NFL bettors just don't process. He fumbled twice. And the Panthers landed on it twice. So maybe more than the McCaffrey injury and the J.C. Horn injury, more than those, it's the fact that we just had fumble luck that saved us as Panthers bettors and as Panthers survivor players. I mean, isn't that the thing that bettors just don't process afterwards, Jeff?
Oh, last night was a very good night for some interesting takes on the tweet machine with betting Twitter. You touched on it in the open of the show of the Appalachian State Marshall game, yep, where there were way too many people who are on Appalachian State complaining that they got a bad result, which was, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
You would have gotten a very lucky win if
you were never
Appalachian
covering.
State. Yeah, no, yeah. Appalachian State was covering that game for a grand total of 0 seconds last night.
Yeah.
Marshall is the right side through and through. It was not a bad beat of you at Appalachian State because the running back didn't go into the end zone, which, by the way, great coaching on both sides by
both
Marshall
sides.
Allowing the runner to score and then the runner to not actually say, I'm going to just fall down and win the game and make sure that
that's
we
why
win.
I led the show with it. I just want to applaud both coaches.
100% good by everyone. On this Panther-Texan game last night. First off, I thought Davis Mills looked like a rookie. He looked like a rookie behind a bad offensive line.
Yeah, it could have been worse, I guess,
yes,
right?
He didn't turn the ball over, which was pretty impressive against that Carolina defense, which their front seven is awesome. Burns and Shaq Thompson, who it feels like he's been in the league for a minute, and it's year seven now for Shaq Thompson out of Washington. But that front seven's awesome. But with the Darnold gushing, it's so interesting to me. Again, obviously, I watched every single one of his snaps his first 3 years.
Lucky you.
He looks different because he's more confident than he ever was. He's in an NFL offense as opposed to whatever the heck Adam Gase was putting out there for two seasons. But the one thing with Carolina's offense, and it's going to be very interesting to see with McCaffrey out now, and he played well with McCaffrey out for a half, but I think that had more to do with Houston's defense is really horrible. How does Darnold adjust without having the best weapon in the NFL out there, just about in McCaffrey? Last night, DJ Moore got hurt late in the game as well. But there were a lot of empty calorie plays in that offense for Carolina, where those numbers probably, at least passing yardage-wise, not quite as good as it showed for him. And the fumble luck. If the fumble luck at the end of the half, if Houston recovers, Houston is leading that game at halftime, despite playing as ugly of a half as we're going to see all year in the NFL.
Yeah, it was brutal to watch. You're right. They could have gone up 9-7. They missed the extra point. They kept them behind 7-6, and that would have been a field goal at the end. The first one would have beaten them up even worse. So it's the fumble luck, and this is why you always have to be honest. So even though we hit Carolina, those of us who had teaser legs, those of us who had them in Survivor, those of you who had them against the spread, even though the Panthers hit that, you have to acknowledge how fortunate that was, especially given the injuries and just the fact that the one thing that the handicap was 100% right about is that without Tyrod Taylor, the Texans are just bad. They are bad, man. And David Culley needs to be shouted out. Needs to be shouted out. The score is still 7-6 in the third quarter, and it's a 4th-and-4 at the Carolina 39-yard line. You're the Houston Texans, and you're trailing by a point, and David Culley's okay with the punt there. And again, I heard announcers on the radio, they're like, yeah, I think it's a good play. I think it's a good move. That changed everything to me at that point. Like, I thought, I was like, we're going to lose this. Panthers going to lose this football game. And then when he decided to punt that, 5 minutes later, Carolina's scoring it. It's 14-6, and all of a sudden, the entire complexion of that football game had changed. So again, the guy who doesn't believe in analytics, remember there's monolith, and apparently there are analyths as well in the world of David Culley. That, more than anything, was the assist of all assists needed for the Panthers to get there last night. Fumble luck in that? Didn't matter that there were two injuries to major players. That's how bad the Texans are.
One thing on Houston, though, I want to at least praise. Brandon Cooks is still good.
I mentioned that. Yeah, he's the one guy that could beat you.
Because Brandon Cooks should not be on that team anymore. Someone should try to trade for Brandon Cooks so he's on team 5 in about 7 years in the NFL.
Yeah. Well, then the other thing that looms over this, and we didn't even mention this because there's really no reason to mention it, but it's the Deshaun Watson situation. Are we ever going to get some kind of resolution on this? Or some sort of decision either way? He's just going to sit there and rot on the bench. He's not going to play for the Texans. They're not going to trade him. No other team is going to get, and nothing else off the field is getting resolved either. The NFL is going to chime in at some point, you would think. Otherwise, we're just in this weird state of purgatory. All right, Circa Millions. So Survivor, I'm through. I have, who knows? Now, what is your guess as to how many people picked the Panthers? Because I would have no clue. But I'm going to guess if there's... Because what? There's still north of 3,000 entries. Started out with 4,080. We're still north of 3,000 entries in Circa Survivor. What would you guess? A quarter of the pool? A third? I think it's a lot.
I think it's going to be more than we realize.
Oh, I think so, too.
I would say it's probably closer to a third than a quarter.
I would guess that, too.
Because
I'm
going to
guess a third.
It'll be interesting to see if it ends up being Denver's the number one consensus play in Survivor or Carolina being the number one consensus.
Those were my two choices in the end. Because of the Circa Survivor quirks of Thanksgiving and Christmas, your instinct to play the Cardinals or the Browns was muted because of that. I had no problem playing the Packers last week, I should point out, because I don't think I would play them anyway in those very short, quirky Thanksgiving, Christmas factors of Survivor. But I think you're right. I think those are the two. Those are the two that I ultimately chose between Panthers and the Broncos. I went with the Panthers. Happy to get through. Boy, oh boy. I'm so thrilled to have the Packers in my rear view and the Panthers in my rear view. You have no idea in Survivor. But that's what makes this game so much fun because of the thinking. All right, Circa Millions, where, Jeff, you have an entry with the great Wes Reynolds, who was kind enough to join us on the Megapod yesterday. By the way, the Megapod was just a blast yesterday and featured a Wes Reynolds imitation of Jeff Parlay. You caught it as well? What do you give him? What's the grade on that?
It's probably a 4 out of 10.
Oh!
It's too much Gottfried. Too much Gilbert Gottfried in there.
You thought he put a little too much Gilbert Gottfried in his imitation?
Too much Gilbert Gottfried.
Okay.
Too much.
I thought it was wonderful.
It was very funny because it came... I wasn't anticipating it, and then it just showed up, and it was very funny, though.
It was hilarious. Okay, so maybe later you'll come on the Megapod, and maybe you can imitate Wes also. Wes was great. We were thrilled to have him, Mike Palm, Todd Wishnev, and I. So you have your Circa Millions entry. I have mine. As we go to break here, because we'll give what we think we're picking right after the break, but are you feeling confident or not confident at all? Just let's answer that.
This week?
Yes.
Not confident at all.
I'm way too confident. That terrifies me. I think I like 3 a lot. We'll get to that next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander on Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
Make this football season your best sports betting season ever. Start your Visa free trial today to get full access to our sports betting experts, including 24/7 video streaming, daily best bet emails, betting splits with the money and ticket percentages on every game, plus full access to Visa.com data and analysis. You get everything Visa has to offer for only $22 per month. That's just $22 per month. Well worth it. Sign up now at Visa.com/subscribe. It is A Numbers Game. It's brought to you by BetMGM Nevada. Gil Alexander and Jeffrey Parlay. Ryder Cup, update. I don't know why I went plural there. Ryder Cup update. 3 out of 4 going the American's way here in the early session. Cantlay and Schauffele 4 up on McIlroy and Poulter through 10. Although, did McIlroy and Poulter just get a hole back? Might that go to 3? Maybe I'm not updated. Either way, Cantlay and Schauffele rolling. Koepka and Berger, Westwood and Fitzpatrick had gotten into a tie with them, but Koepka and Berger are now both up 2. They're up 2 up now again. They're 2 up through 12. And then DJ and Morikawa 2 up through 13 over Casey and Hovland. The only one, again, that Team Europe is winning, Rahm and Garcia 2 up on JT and Jordan Spieth. And we all know that's because they made him put out a 2-footer. Don't do that. We would have been 4-0. Be nice. Be respectful. It's a gentleman's sport. He's Sergio Garcia. He's the all-time leader in this tournament. Just concede. That's the reason. I think that's science, Jeff. Yes? No?
Oh, I think that's fair.
I think that's fair. So it's alternating shots this morning, and it's best ball, basically, this afternoon?
Yeah, so they call this the foursomes here. It's alternate shot is the easy way to put it. And then the 4 ball in the afternoon, which basically you're playing your best team's score on each hole. And look, match play is a whole lot of fun.
Yeah, man.
Gil,
did you bet this at all? Because
I'm gonna lose my morning play, which was I took a shot on Westwood and Fitzpatrick against Berger and Koepka. Daniel Berger's been awesome this morning. He's been the best player in that match. It looks like they're gonna win. I took a piece of Europe plus 245, which is such a gigantic number that it was just too much.
Shower afterwards?
It is what it is.
I hear you.
It is what it is. And then I took Sergio to be the top European point getter in this, which is never a bad bet. It was 12-1 at the Super Bowl.
No, you're 100% right, though. The price on Team Europe got so ridiculous that you almost had to play it, although right now they're getting the worst of it early, though, at the Ryder Cup. Okay, our Circa Million 3 entries. And you and Wes are what now through 2 weeks? 7-3? Good for you guys. Good start. The imitation, by the way, the Megapod, which is available in the Beating the Book feed, wherever podcasts are available, was because Wes was anticipating saying that he wants to take the Jets and that you would object. That's what precipitated the invitation. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what it was. And so how do you feel about that if he comes to you and says, I want to take the Jets, and I believe in Circa Million, this is the thing with these static numbers for these contests, is that sometimes they're shaded one way or the other. It was only 10. I don't have the screen up, but I think the Broncos were only favored by 10. So the Jets plus 10. If he comes to you with that, you will say what?
I will probably be in a scenario, because the way this has worked out for us is usually we each send each other a list on Thursday. I usually have about 7 games on that list of, okay, I'll consider this, but I'm willing to listen to other games if you can make a good case. This will probably be one of those where it was not on my list, but if Wes makes a good enough case, it very easily could end up on it.
And on Primetime Action, where it's me and Matt Brown and Kelly Bidlin, if you missed how we do it, someone just put it out of bounds. Was that Sergio? Nope.
Matthew Fitzpatrick.
Matthew Fitzpatrick. He had his head turned, and then he turned in. Okay, so the way we do it on Primetime Action is we each do 5 picks just for ourselves. Then we put them in the mix. If we match 3 ways, that's an automatic pick. If 2 of us match, the third person would have to raise a pretty strong objection for it not to be in. And then we debate the singles, if you will. And again, the quirk being that each of us has for the entire football season 2 vetoes where we can just say, no, not on my dead, but not over my, what's the expression? Not over my dead body. Not on your life. 2 vetoes that we can use during the season, and then 2 which we can ram through Congress, one that we feel so strongly about that no matter if the 2 other people object, we can just get it home. All of us have agreed none of us are using any of those this week because we just don't feel strongly enough about anything. Now, I did not use Carolina in millions yesterday, so while I had them in teasers and Survivor, I did not lay the points. These are the 3 that I really feel strongly about, and these are the 3 that go back to really guessing lines on Monday. 1, Arizona seems too low to me. 7.5 points on the road just against the Jaguars appears to be way low to me. I guessed 10.5. You can mock me for my guess, but I just think it should be closer to that than 7.5. So the Cardinals are one of my plays that I'm definitely going to submit because I have my personal entry too, which is, you know, if I knew how to suck on purpose, I could get a booby prize, but I can't do that either. Cardinals minus 7.5, I definitely like. I also like the Chargers getting the 6.5, though there is a Joey Bosa issue here now. So I don't know ultimately if I like that as much as I did 2 or 3 days ago. And then the third one is, I'm curious how you feel about this. I like the Patriots laying the points against Jameis Winston and the Saints, minus 3. I was worried this was going to show up at like some wacky minus 3.5 they were going to put in or something, but it is minus 3. Give me Bill Belichick against Jameis Winston. Thank you.
That was on the list of do not touch for me because I think New Orleans' defense just showed poorly last week against Carolina. I think that defense is closer to what they were week 1 against Green Bay than what they were against Carolina. And Mac Jones, it's not a big task to be the best rookie quarterback through 2 weeks because all the other rookies have been pretty bad. So I want to see Mac Jones against a good defense in New Orleans. If you made me play it, I probably would take your side, but that's going to be a stay off. This week, this is a very easy week for let's throw a few games out of we cannot take this. We can't take Indianapolis, Tennessee, because we don't know who's playing quarterback for Indianapolis, even though that number is bigger at 5.5.
A game time decision.
We can't take Baltimore because Lamar Jackson may have hurt himself on the backflip.
Yeah, you will notice that I didn't include the Ravens in any of those Panthers teasers.
Yeah, There also is a report that there was an unnamed player tested positive for COVID this morning in Baltimore. So we don't know who it is. And again, if there's a COVID positive test in Baltimore, there has to be a worry, even though he has tested positive twice already. Of Lamar, because we know he's not vaccinated.
Still doing his research, Jeff.
Yeah. So that has to be a concern. I want to go to that Charger Chief game for a second.
Yeah.
Because the Chiefs are 0-2 against the number. The Chiefs very easily could be 0-2. They could also very easily be 2-0. They could also be 1-1 with the results swapped. The Chargers should have won last week.
Yep.
That was the wrong result, what happened in that game. The Chargers are clearly better, but they kept shooting themselves in the foot with turnovers in the red zone, and Tony Corrente's crew was completely out of control in that game.
That was ridiculous.
6.5 feels like too much, But it goes back to what it was in week one for me, where Cleveland looked like the right side going into that game. But do you really want to bet against Patrick Mahomes at home, especially coming off a loss?
You know, I say
where
that
it was a loss that was a pretty bad loss
for
Kansas City.
I'll answer that. You know, I you think that every week, and then the Chiefs don't cover.
Right.
So, you know, yeah, that's my instinct, but it not, doesn't happen in actuality. Let me just ask you the final questions on the Megapod, because this is part of this exercise as well. What's the game, and maybe you have answered this already, what's the game that you would want no part of? The one game, just pick one, where you would be the ultimate throwout. Maybe you've mentioned already. For me, it would be the Falcons and the Giants. Like, tell me what's happening in that game. You got to be kidding me how anybody would wrap their arms around that game. Giants minus three. So that's my first throwout. Your first throwout would be the Colts and the Titans?
I would throw out Colts and Titans because I don't know who's playing quarterback. If I know who's playing quarterback, then it's a little bit different. But I'm with you. How can you bet the Giants in the Falcons game?
I don't know.
They both stink.
And then Pelissero, we started the show yesterday with Tom Pelissero tweet from NFL Network who said it's actually Brett Hundley who's getting more snaps than Jacob Eason is in practice. So if Carson Wentz can't go, don't assume that it's going to be Jacob Eason. Or as Matt Brown, my co-host on Primetime Action, said last night, the Colts clearly hate Jacob Eason. Last question. Here are the biggest favorites on the board. Broncos by 10 hosting the Jets. Ravens at the Lions. They're favored by 8. Then we have the Browns hosting the Bears. That's minus 7.5. Cardinals minus 7.5 at the Jaguars. The Bills and the Chiefs are at 7. Let's throw out the Chiefs at the bottom. Let's not include that one from this question. What's the big favorite? Or maybe I will include the Chiefs. What's the big favorite most likely to lose outright in your opinion?
Buffalo.
Wow.
Yeah. This is more because
you and Drew Dinsick.
I don't think the Jets have a shot of going on the road and winning that game in Denver. If Lamar plays, Baltimore's not losing that game. Justin Fields and Chicago not going on the road and beating Cleveland. Arizona thinks going to destroy Jacksonville.
I do too.
I think it's going to be a beatdown. And I just don't see Kansas City losing two in a row. So by process of elimination, I land on Washington because that Buffalo team's not right. And
yeah,
even though Washington has had all sorts of defensive issues to begin this year, something is wrong with the Bills. So it wouldn't stun me if Washington goes in there and wins that game.
Hey, man, lifelong woofed fan. I don't see it, but apparently you're not alone in thinking that. We shall see. Vinny Maliulo next on A Numbers Game at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Today's episode of the Ron Flatter Racing Pod comes from Arlington Park, where General Manager Tony Petrillo discusses tomorrow's final race card in the track's 94-year history. Trainer Robertino Diodoro talks about Keep Me In Mind's bid to pull off an upset in tomorrow's $1 million Pennsylvania Derby. What do you know about Robertino Diodoro, Vin? We'll get to that momentarily. Rampart Casino Sportsbook Director Dwayne Colucci handicaps weekend races. Colucci! Subscribe at iHeart, Apple, Google, Spotify, or Stitcher, or download it now at VSiN.com/podcast. The Ron Flatter Racing Pod, sponsored by First Bet. Skill Alexander, ladies and gentlemen. And as always, at this time of the week, we slow jam with Vinny. The dulcet slow jamming tones of one Vinny Maiolio, everybody. How you doing, Vinny?
What do you say, Gil?
I can't help but notice your
my Jimmy Vaccaro look.
What are you trying to? You think you're Jimmy Vaccaro or something? What are you wearing
if
here?
If you notice,
yeah,
South Point 400.
Uh huh. This weekend
here in Las Vegas.
I couldn't help but notice walking through the casino.
So that
there were no tribesmen here.
Well, by the way, no, all the tribesmen are with Flatter.
Yeah,
clearly.
Yes,
I think he's down on Mulberry Street for the San Gennaro Feast. That's where he did this week's podcast.
Oh, did he?
It looks like it. Look at the names. I mean, come on.
You're going to South Point.
Head out to the track. So it's a 3-day event, you know, because you've got the trucks. You have a truck race, Xfinity race, and of course Sunday, the South Point 400,
sure.
Gil, which
sure.
South Point here has sponsored for the last several years. So there'll be a betting seminar this afternoon at about 1 o'clock mm-hmm. out there, which I will be. Taking part in.
That's interesting. So betting seminar mm-hmm. at the racetrack.
Yeah. So what's interesting, Gil, and I have to tell you, and you and I have chatted several times about the evolution of NASCAR and NASCAR wagering in particular here in Las Vegas. NASCAR fans are as loyal and as knowledgeable as any sports fans I've seen. You know, people will say, Vinny, you know, some surprises over the years. Certainly when the first NASCAR race was here back in the 90s, and I think it was the Pennzoil 400, and folks come up, and they're so knowledgeable. So, you know, oftentimes, Gil, and I'm sure we'll talk about today, obviously, you've got NFL fans that are immersed in the NFL, baseball, college football. NASCAR fans, they follow not just only the drivers. They follow the teams, the ownership.
Yeah.
Pit crews. They'll tell you about pit crews and equipment changes and things like that. The difference between certain tracks and how the surface varies.
Yeah, so I would have, you know, Jeff Colandro, who's a frequent NASCAR guest on this show, before his appearances on Fridays, I would have to prep because, you know, I'm not a NASCAR guy. This just in, by the way. So I would actually, like, do some standard research every eve of a Colandro appearance. And I'm always fascinated by stuff that is not relatable to me, right? Because you learn, that's exactly right.
Sure.
You learn about these, like the culture of, Team Penske versus Hendricks, right?
Yeah.
The fact that this is this track, as you just said, is different. I found that endlessly fascinating, even though, you know, it's foreign to me. But the fact that they're so rabid about these things is you almost get wrapped up in their passion for it.
And you want to take, it's just like everything else, you want to solicit and absorb respected opinions. Obviously, we have a great resource here. Brendan Gaughan, what better resource?
Right.
A former driver, just recently, you know, retired after last season. But Jeff Colandro, you mentioned, so many people. And frankly, in the early years, we booked two auto races a year. And one of them was, it was the Indy 500, and it was the Daytona 500. And, you know, once we started to expand the betting menu, particularly for NASCAR, with head-to-head matchups and things like that, we got crushed. We got beat up pretty good. And it took, you can't be so prideful that you don't want to listen and solicit respected opinions. If you're going to do it, so there's a lot of new operators out there, and we always try to educate not only bettors, but I think with the expansion of the industry around the country, if folks want to listen to those of us here at Visa and those of us that have been, you know, on the other side of the counter for a number of years, a couple things. You know, you know a lot, but you don't know everything. You're never going to know everything, but get some respected opinions. If you're going to do it for football or for baseball, for hockey, basketball, do it for for golf, for NASCAR.
Yeah, it deserves to be stated. It deserves, we often say it, but then probably not enough, that, because Jeff and I had this conversation off air, because, you know, we're betting, everyone's, as you said, immersed in the NFL and immersed in football, and, you know, betting on the Panthers last night, and McCaffrey goes down, and I'm thinking to myself, I have now bet on 5 different games where either, like, the key player of the team I'm backing went down mid-game, or, like, I had a fumble go against me late, and then I say to myself, I go, why am I doing this? Like, again, I'm betting 4 random tennis tournaments around the world to great success.
Right.
You're talking about NASCAR. I know people who are betting the WNBA
to great
success.
Some very respected opinions in the WNBA.
So it really is. Yeah. I mean, and listen, we're also too close to the sun. So we always have to acknowledge that there's a huge percentage of people who just are doing this for entertainment. And if you're just doing this for entertainment, God bless you. I'm not saying anything that there's anything wrong with that. But if you are doing it to make money long term, betting something like NASCAR or learning something to the extent in NASCAR, getting into the nuts and bolts of it, no pun intended, is really the way to go. It doesn't have to be NASCAR, but it is one sport that you might gravitate towards.
Great point, Gil. And again, I love your point about you may bet, you may not. Part of my presentation today, there's going to be a lot of novice fans out there. Because NASCAR fans, they travel and they get here days ahead of time. So there are folks out there that have been camped out for a couple of days now, and they're there.
Is this outdoors?
This will be outdoors in a pavilion in a.
I almost want to go to this
open
what time
air
is this?
Pavilion. It's at 1 o'clock today, and then there'll be a meet and greet at the at the South Point suite for tonight's race. So it's a lot of fun. You know, we had 2 weeks ago, with Brent Musburger in the showroom here, the football betting seminar. So it's a similar situation. Again, I tell folks all the time, you know, to kind of break down the barriers. It's still somewhat intimidating sometimes for folks. So this is what all these numbers mean. It's not just the name. What do these numbers to the left mean? What do they mean on the right?
This is like when you walk around a casino and you're at the wee hours. Let's say you were doing something in Vegas, you know, late night. And you walk by and you see this little sign on the craps table. Oh, tomorrow, craps tutorial, 10 a.m.
Yeah.
This is like the NASCAR equivalent.
Yeah, and you just, you know, I tell people, look, if you so choose to enhance your entertainment experience by being here and you want to make a wager, do it. If you don't, that's fine too. But you may, you know, think about it later as you follow the how the betting goes, because it's a bet. You know, this is our biggest betting menu. Obviously, it's our race. You know, so there's group betting. There's propositions on which a manufacturer will have will win the race, things like that. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you can bet who you think is going to win a race and things like that. But you want it to be educational for folks. And stay within your means too. Don't just Don't do it to to say, well, this is it. I'm gonna hit the lottery here. You're not. I tell people all the time. You're not.
You're not.
You know? And then when they
the
say to me, so many after all of this, you know, who's gonna win the race? Well, if I knew, I wouldn't be here doing this seminar.
So who is at the seminar besides you? Is it Brendan Gaughan?
Brendan will be out there as well. I do the betting seminar, and then there's meet and greets out there.
Oh, you're doing it solo.
I'm gonna do the betting seminar.
This is a Maolio production.
Yes, I mean, if anybody will have productions. And this is how you know you've made it, too, Gil. If you've been to the coffee shop here at the South Point, you know, 43 years in the industry, you say, God, maybe one day I'll be on the marquee or maybe on a banner. Or something. When you're on the placemat in the coffee shop, appearing tonight, you know you've made it when that ketchup and mustard are sitting on your face.
You've made it 50 yards more famous than me, because I always say, I go, I'm sportsbook famous. By the time I get to the buffet, nobody knows who's who I am.
You're cutting me. You're cutting ahead of me here.
Cutting in line, buddy.
But it's a lot of fun, and happy to represent the property, and it's going to be enjoyable. And again, I'll learn something out there for the next race.
Yes.
And wherever we go with it.
The other thing about NASCAR betting, not to shift away from the South Point, but it is, as Jeff Coleander and I used to talk about, you can find, when you shop around NASCAR numbers, they are about the widest variance of numbers you will find, like in head-to-heads heading into a race. It's amazing how different the numbers
can
be.
Good point. It's like everything else, Gil. And again, sure, we want folks to bet here, but shop around. Yeah. Because here's the thing. If you encourage people to shop around, they're going to do something at your property, because if they're at your property, if they're on your app, whatever the case may be, they're going to feel like there's a user friendliness to it that's fair. So do we have the best price on everything? No, there may be a better price on a particular driver. We'll have better prices, somebody else will, but by all means, absolutely shop.
All right. Vinny Maliulo, everybody, that's how you actually pronounce his name, who still hasn't taken me to the Italian-American. What's the name of that place? The Italian-American?
The Italian-American Club.
Yeah, doesn't take
You'll get there. Don't worry. I'm saving it for a very special occasion.
He's like, you'll get there.
Don't you?
Not with me, you won't. You'll get there. We'll talk NFL with Vinny next on A Numbers Game at Visa, the Sports Betting Network.
This is VSiN.
A Numbers Game with Gil Alexander.
Okay, weekend warrior at BetMGM. King of the Weekend is a free-to-play challenge where you can win up to $50,000 for correctly picking the highest-scoring pro football teams during the weekend. Simply log into your account and find the King of the Weekend contest in your promotion section. Then pick the six teams you think will score the most points from the selected games. $1,000 will go to the top entry each week. If you guess all six in the right order, the grand prize of $50,000 could be yours. Plus, hundreds of dollars in free bets will be awarded to players who come close to a perfect score. Go to your account and try the King of the Weekend free-to-play game. New to BetMGM, download the app today and make weekend football even better. Only at BetMGM, the King of Sportsbooks. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years of age or older to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Promotional offer not available in the state of Nevada. It's Gil Alexander. We get tweets at Beating the Book. So many tweets. She flows 65 at Skykeeper. Do I sense a man crush on Juan Soto for me, perhaps, Gil? I don't blame you. I have a plus 6,700 on him as well. Man crush.
Cash crush.
Cash crush. Yeah. Mickey Baca, my power rankings for 2021. Todd Wishnev's Miami Dolphin song, which can be found on the Beating the Book podcast weekly, sadly. Gil calls for Beyonce's I'm a Survivor. It's number two. Number three, Mike Palm and Todd Wishnev fighting over the consensus line on the Megapod. And number four, Jeff Parlay returning as the Grover Cleveland of producers. The NFL is back, baby. That's what he takes from all of that. Thank you, Mickey Baca. This is from Frank Stein. Hearing from some inside sources that Gil will be waving the checkered flag at the South Point 400.
Oh, Gil.
No.
There'll be some surprises this weekend.
They didn't call me. They didn't call me.
No? Not
that
yet.
Wasn't top on their list.
Well, we still have Sunday. We have 48 hours, so.
Yeah. If they call me, I'll still be like.
Answer your phone.
I'll still be like, wait, is there football on while this is going on? Tom from Pittsburgh. Being this season's NFL injury whisperer that you are, could you add the Bengals to your bet slip for this yinzer? Hashtag renegade on repeat. Yeah, I've just been, every game I bet, the major player gets hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
Every first through, so it happened last night. Again, you had.
I had the Panthers.
You had the Panthers.
The Texans are so bad that it survived not only the McCaffrey injury, but also the Horn injury. By the way, that broken foot, how did he break his foot on that? Like, he's just backpedaling, and his foot just gets caught in that turf, and his foot is broken? Man.
He might be out for the season.
He might be. The poor guy.
A couple of months.
Better than it being an Achilles, I'll say that. But yeah, I had Steelers TJ Watt. I had Tua. I mean, who knows if any of these still get home? I can't prove it.
Who else do you have this weekend?
That's what this guy's saying. He's like, could you bet on this team so they can have an injury? Okay, speaking of the NFL,
yes, sir,
and college football, here's been the thing. If you've never tuned in before and you're like, South Point, tip of the strip, Michael Gaughan's Shangri-La here on South Las Vegas Boulevard. But over the years, you famously have told us, as has Chrissy, as has Jimmy, that college football has become just as big as pro football at your shop. Is that still the case this year?
No question, Gil, that, and again, just to summarize it, when we got into the business back in the late 70s and through the 80s, college football, the NFL was probably a 4-to-1, 5-to-1 handle ratio to college. In recent years, college and pro are, now let's remember this, in Nevada, about $5 billion a year industry handle wise, and probably about 55% of that is football, and football, college and pro are about equal in terms of their handle now.
It's amazing.
Now, what's contributed to that obviously is the increased TV, the excitement of college football. There's a lot more games.
So many more games,
and we book so many more games. Yeah. And frankly, we put them up earlier. You know, there was a time, Gil, back then when we didn't put up college until midweek. I mean, I think if you put up college on Tuesdays back in, you know, 1979, right, that was early.
Yeah.
But you're really stepping out.
A bit early.
You know, so so things have changed. And again, the playoff has added to it. And again, the playoff games, the college playoff games are as big as NFL playoff games in terms of betting interest and handle.
Yeah. People were still betting Elvis Peacock on a Tuesday in 1979.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
If they had an inclination. That was.
Shout out to Elvis Peacock, by the way.
That's a good.
If you had that on the show, Cashes. Okay. So let's take a game like last night, though.
Yeah.
In the NFL. Because we had a Johnny Avello on Primetime Action. I don't know if you guys have met before, but I should introduce you. He's a really nice guy.
You keep
saying
that, Gilbert.
Yeah.
I don't,
well, as soon as you take me to the Italian American Club, maybe we'll introduce
maybe
you.
Maybe we'll go together. Maybe Johnny and I'll both take
there you
today.
Go. So I asked Johnny from DraftKings, gentleman Johnny Avello, what was your handle on this? Let's face it, not the sexiest NFL matchup
right.
you could find between the Panthers and the Texans, a lame-o Thursday night Week 3 game. And he was honest about it. He was like, yeah, you know, it was, you know, it's the NFL, so it's always going to be okay, but it wasn't, you know, wasn't comparable to anything else really that we've had so far. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, here. But let's remember that here's what's important. I'm sure Johnny would agree to this, and I want to say they're in, I believe, DraftKings in about 20, at least 20 different jurisdictions now. So,
yep.
You know, just, you know, tremendous amount of interest. The fact that this was a primetime game and a standalone game, Gil, as opposed to being, let's say, even if it was a 10 a.m. Pacific or a 1 p.m. Pacific game on Sunday, I'm going to say that the handle on this game yesterday was 5 to 8 times what it would be.
Because it was a standalone.
Because it was Thursday night.
Yeah, because if it's lost at 10 a.m.
If it's in the rotation on Sunday, it's not as sexy a game. I mean, people are going to – certainly the Panthers are going to be – even if it was on Sunday, and like last night, Panthers and a lot of teasers.
Well,
that jump started the teasers for the weekend.
So that's what I was going to ask you next.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys check your teaser handle, your teaser, just inventory on a weekly basis. This week you must be teasered up the wazoo with all these possible legs.
Oh, you identify, part of line making, I'm sure Chrissy, when he's here on Monday, starts, he'll talk about it. When you're putting up numbers, you can identify going into the week which games are going to jumpstart, which are going to be teased, right?
Yeah.
You know that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly last night was a clear example of that. And it was not, it's the Panthers. Well, I'm going to, especially early. So the Panthers, we opened them 7, got as high as 9. And close at 8.5. So early on, anybody involved with professional teaser bettors, if you will, or professionals that would bet teasers, they bet them at 7. They bet them at 8 even, right, to come down.
I have them in 4 different teasers.
Well, there you go. So
and the thing about it, you made the point, though, that they were Thursday. So that is sort of, in one way, the appealing part of it, too. Because you'll know very quickly if you're live for a big weekend or if you're going to have a terrible weekend.
No question, Gil. And it'll go right to, the Niners game, the Sunday night game, right? The primetime games are always going to be involved in heavy wagering. You're going to identify which games are going to be, teaser related. We saw it on the very first game of the season, right, with the Cowboys in Tampa Bay, jump-starting teasers for the week. This is a clear example of that last night.
Ryder Cup is going on right now.
Yes.
And four foursomes this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they really haven't been much in doubt to this point, with the Americans up in 3 of them currently. Cantlay and Schauffele up 3 through 12. Koepka and Berger up 2 through 14. DJ and Morikawa up 2 through 15. But it looks like Rahm and Garcia... Mm-hmm. 2 up on Thomas and Spieth. They just conceded.
That's a final.
Yeah,
3-1.
Yeah,
Rahm and Sergio win the opening match of the Ryder Cup.
Yeah, just as I was saying, 2 up through 16. I looked at the screen and saw them shaking hands. So there you go. So that one's in the bank for Europe, but it looks like it's going to be a good morning for the United States. What was your handle on the Ryder Cup compared to? I won't even say a golf major, but let's compare it to. I don't know. Let's say the TPC, right? Like a big tournament that's not a major technically. What was the handle? Was it 50% of that? Was it 25% of that?
I would say less, Gil, somewhere between 25 and 40 maybe, because, again, it's not as many people. You would think that, especially because it's a team event, it's a, us against the Euros. But I think also, very respected opinions, they took the price with Europe. We used plus 235 to start. The USA was minus $2 and then tie at 12-1. But so I don't, here's the thing. It's going up against football.
Yeah.
All weekend. There's some football tonight.
Why does golf do that? That's the main thing. Why do they insist on this being up against football?
I don't know, Gil. I mean,
put it in August.
I mean, you have great crowds there, right? The crowd that's there in Wisconsin is terrific, but going up against football.
Yeah, man.
Friday, Saturday, so through the weekend.
Yeah.
That's where the wagering is going to stay.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'll have an eye on this on Sunday. I don't have a wager on this, so for me, it's just going to be all football. Then.
Yeah, well, you see, you'll glance at it. You say, "Well, what happened?" And if there's something maybe in play or something,
they start throwing punches, Vinny, I'm all about it.
Yeah,
that's when I'll be into it. Thank you, Vinny, as always.
Always good to be
appreciate
with you, Gil.
I always enjoy closing the week with you.
Have a great weekend. Hope to see some folks out at the Speedway.
Yes. Have fun with that.
We're going to have a good time.
Vinny Maliulo, a little gambling seminar. For Jeff Parlay, for Jeff in the corner, for my hype girl Ann downstairs. Appreciate it. Lombardi Line is next, right here at VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.